pretty special. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome to the show this morning, Justin Pierre James Trudeau. Prime Minister Trudeau, welcome to Mix Nation.
Thanks, Sean.
You know,
good to be on.
Well, thank you for giving me some time this morning, Prime Minister. I just want to say this right off the top. The last time you and I were twisting by the pool, we were at a fundraising event in Trenton. Hugh and Donna O'Neill, it must have been 8 or 9 years ago in Trenton, you were making a pit stop there. And I had a chance to meet you, and I don't know if you remember that special day with the O'Neill family in Trenton, but that's where I first met you.
Well, it's awesome, awesome that you remember it so well. I love getting out across the country and meeting so many people, and that's what I'm doing today off across southeastern Ontario.
So today's big day, too, with the Canada Child Benefit. There's some really good news. You're pretty proud of this. Did you want to expand on that, Prime Minister?
Well, yeah. I mean, we're today's day, every month, the Canada Child Benefit ends around the 21st of the month. And this month, it's going up indexed with inflation about 10%. That means more money in families' pockets with the high cost of raising kids. It's the CCB over the past 7 years we brought it in, lifted hundreds of thousands of kids out of poverty, has supported millions upon millions of families. It's money that really makes a difference. And even though inflation is now down below 3%, costs are still high. So increasing it by over 6% is going to make a real difference in a lot of families' lives. And, especially when you add to it the grocery rebate, the dental supports, the child care cutting in half. The country. These things are helping people through a tough time.
You know, the recent grocery rebate as well, that helped a lot of Canadians out. I was hearing the positive stories from so many. My daughter Taylor's university friends, they were all excited to get that rebate.
Yeah, well, I mean, the economy's doing well. There's lots of jobs out there. You know, there's lots of signs of, positive future for Canada, but right now things are tight. Even inflation coming down, the food prices remain high. There's lots of pressure on housing and rents. So being there to help people in targeted ways really makes a difference. That's what the CCB does. That's what the grocery rebate did with 11 million Canadians. We're going to keep making sure we're there to support while we build a stronger, cleaner future.
Our guest is Prime Minister Justin Trudeau here on Mix 97 this morning. We appreciate you giving us some time. Prime Minister, you've been everywhere. Last weekend, you were at the North American Indigenous Games in Halifax. Saw lots of footage of you at the Calgary Stampede. We're at the halfway point of the summer. How's your summer been?
It's been awesome, actually. I think something with the pandemic made us all take so much more appreciation in getting out there and meeting people, and spending time at the Stampede is always a blast. The North American Indigenous Games in Halifax was amazing. Like 5,000 Indigenous athletes from across the continent, and you really got a sense of just how strong the future is in terms of reconciliation, in terms of language, identity.
Yeah, no,
it's future, not just for Indigenous people, but for all Canadians.
Yeah, it's going very well. 3 days to go, too, with the National Indigenous Games in Nova Scotia. I was doing some research on you, sir, and a couple of days ago on the show, we had a theme. What was your first and best summer job? And I know your first summer gig was in Algonquin Park at Canoe Lake. You were a camp counselor. Do you remember that first job that summer? Tell us about it.
Oh, my God. It was the best. I remember when I first ran for politics, I had a whole bunch of, conservative types criticizing me for saying, he was just a camp counselor. I mean, what the hell does he know about about anything? Yeah. I learned more about leadership, around conflict resolution, about responsibility, about doing all sorts of things, taking kids on a 7-day canoe trip through Algonquin Park and being a counselor for a summer, than I think I learned in any other job. It is getting out there with people, handling unforeseen events and learning responsibility and leadership, that that was the best summer job I ever could have had. You made no money, but it was something that has shaped me as a leader ever since.
Beautiful. Prime Minister Trudeau, the spin stops on this show. Where are we at with Taylor Swift coming to Canada for a concert?
Oh, I don't know. I tried to do my best. Yeah. I know there's a lot of Swifties out there wanted to see her, so I figured I'd try to help best I could, even as I'm dealing with lots of other things.
Prime Minister, I was on CNN, and they had their bio about you. I want to know if this is fact or fiction. According to CNN, they said at one time the Prime Minister of Canada worked as a nightclub bouncer. Is that fact or fiction?
It is fact.
Oh, it is fact.
I worked in Whistler while I was teaching snowboarding 5 days a week, was working as a bouncer in a nightclub, the old Pete's Underground, if anyone remembers Whistler from a long time ago. That was a pizza place. It was turned into a nightclub that only lasted a couple of years, but I was a bouncer there, yeah.
Well, have you had a chance to, do you get to go on a Sunday drive in the vehicle with the kids and Sophie and actually get an ice cream with no security or cops following you? Do you ever get, just in time?
Not as much as I'd like, and certainly not as much as my wife and kids would like. This job is pretty much every day in one way, shape, or form, but we do take great moments to get out on the lake and paddle and water ski and spend time as a family. I'm teaching my daughter how to rock climb. My son Xavier is teaching me how to play basketball because he's amazing and I'm terrible. Just a lot of stuff that we do together to try and stay grounded in what really matters in life.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, you're making your way through Eastern Ontario again. Do you want to just explain why you're visiting this part of the province?
Well, I'm actually going to be meeting with Kids, the Boys and Girl Club. I'm meeting with families to talk about the impact of the Canada Child Benefit, which is going up today by about 6%, which means an average family of four making about $65,000 a year is going to see $1,000 more this year. Dollars tax-free that helps with the cost of raising kids at a time where we know every penny counts.
Thank you for this morning. Really appreciate you calling Mix 97. And we were asking listeners to send in a question for the Prime Minister on Mix 97. And we had a few that were sent to us. One of them was, what's the Prime Minister's go-to song this summer? Do you have a summer tune?
Last week I went to see Charlotte Cardin at Blues Fest with my kids, and her latest single, Confetti, is a total earworm for me these days.
Yeah, that's a great track. Thank you, Prime Minister Trudeau. Next time you're going to Algonquin Park to do some kayaking or canoeing, I look forward to an invite.
Thanks so much, Sean.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau here on Mix 97.